This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's word this morning the country singer Toby Keith has died. He was 62, known for his 20 number one Billboard hits like this one.
I ain't as good as I once was.
He was diagnosed with stomach cancer in 2022 and died on Monday surrounded by his family, according to a statement on his website, which says Toby Keith fought his fight with grace and courage. Britain's King Charles III has cancer and has begun outpatient treatment, says Buckingham Palace, but it's not saying what kind of cancer he has. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says it was caught early. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The palace says the 75-year-old Charles will keep working as head of state, but suspend public duties while being treated, without saying what form of cancer he has, only that it's unrelated to his recent enlarged prostate treatment. The mere fact that Charles has been open about his diagnoses is a departure from centuries of royal tradition. The palace says he wants to prevent speculation and help public understanding for all affected by cancer.
I'm concerned about him.
President Biden says he hopes to speak with the king, God willing. The palace says Charles is wholly positive about his treatment and looks forward to returning to public duty. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Most of Southern California has been under flood watches, though that heavy rain is supposed to ease up. The National Weather Service's Bob Orvac.
The rainfall amounts are not going to be quite as heavy as they have been, but still, with the ongoing flooding, any additional rain is not welcome.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is overseas, meeting Egyptian leaders as part of his efforts to get a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in exchange for the release of hostages. This is AP News. The Grateful Dead has just set a record.
They certainly weren't part of the Grammys excitement this weekend, but the Grateful Dead has broken a recording industry record. The Grateful Dead disbanded almost 30 years ago when frontman Jerry Garcia died, but they just broke the record for having the most top 40 albums that charted on the Billboard 200. That puts the Dead ahead of Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra at 59 albums. That milestone was just reached after their archival release, Dave's Picks, Volume 49, debuted on the charts at number 25. The man who produced it, David Lemieux, says the loyalty and passion of Deadheads pushed the band over the top. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.